Hear me with your best shot. Why don't you hear me with your best shot? Hear me with your best shot. Fire away. Hear me with your best shot. Fire away.
Welcome to our Demented Show. Another installment of the best show on the internet, Litty Threads. The only show on the internet. That sounds like I'm talking in 3K. Hold on, let me back up, because I always do this. Yelling at y'all. Only show on the internet that gives you those, what? Three best things in life. Mm-hmm. And that is weed. Chicks.
Pew pew.
And bad bitches.
Not the slur. I
can't. You got some new faces on the pod. Not the ones in the middle, clearly. Oh, well, no, you seen her before.
You see his lovely face.
I'm back.
She's back, yeah, bitches.
Back again. Aries back. Tell him. Period.
And then?
Mark Del Judas.
Yeah, so we know what we're going to do. We're going to start with Mark for him to get an intro, and then we'll give you a repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm
Mark Del Judas. I'm a singer-songwriter from New Jersey, specifically North Jersey.
Oh, so where? He made sure. Where you at?
Fort Lee. I like to say Fort Lee, but I grew up in Palisades Park and
right
around that area.
Areas. You're a famous artist.
I'm the bridge. I'm by the bridge. I'm a bridge guy, not the Lincoln Tunnel kind of guy. You know? I grew up with the George Washington bridge.
Okay. Yeah, he said I saw it every day. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've been playing a lot of shows with Velvet. I got a single coming out in April, so this is perfect timing.
Mark has the best sing-along songs. Oh, it's like the songs that belong at the ending scenes of like movies, and everyone's just like having a good time, perfect rom-com. It's Mark at the end. Yeah.
Oh my God, is he Jumper?
Oh, that's really?
Are you giving Jumper?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm familiar.
I wish you could step back kind from the ledge, my friend.
I'm not saying that. Like less early 2000s.
Oh, okay. That's what she meant. Like you giving like Jumper vibes.
It's definitely more modern, but it's like it gives sing along vibes.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's like when I'm like by myself walking down the street, I would like hum his song. Okay.
Is his own originals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark. Yeah, he's really good.
You on Spotify?
I will be in April, April 5th.
What do you want right now so I can link it?
Nothing. Well, YouTube right now, and you can find me
on
my IG.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna link your IG.
I got all the dates and all that stuff.
So. All right. You save those dates for your shameless plugs later.
Okay, later. Good. Shameless plugs. Good. I like that.
All right. Okay. So we'll head on over to Ari.
Hey.
Who are you?
I'm Ari Ohm.
I always say Ari, and she always just goes, all right.
Because
she's like, I was like, no, let's not do this again.
I know.
Ari.
I'm going to remember her for that one.
I'm from Brooklyn. I love it. But I love coming here. I love first of all, it was faster to get here than maybe just because I was like, okay, I know where I'm going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter from Brooklyn. I do digital art sometimes, but you know, mostly just performing here and there.
Word.
Velvet, what's up? Everyone drink.
Hi. I be forgetting to introduce myself because I feel like I introduce myself to y'all all the time, but y'all already know what it is. We're going to be a little nicer today. My voice is changing, y'all. I've been sick as fuck. I'm better now, but she came with a new voice. She's upgraded, clearly. We have shows all the time. Anytime a new episode is posted, that following Wednesday is always a Departed Soul show. So definitely come out. The list is always open. Mark is always there performing as well. So I definitely would like to see some faces in the crowd.
Love that.
Yeah. That's an asterisk for Kalisha, but we're going to continue.
I'm screaming.
All right. Damn, we're flying through this. Usually I'm used to us rambling for 10 minutes, and then Kalisha gets to What's the Sauce. What's the Sauce segment? We already talk about the liquor we are drinking on. And as of right now, as always, front and fucking center. Are you zooming in on that, Kurt? I hope you're zooming in on that. Gallo family, baby. Yeah. Pink Moscato, as always. That's the one that doesn't give me the bubble guts. But you know who's getting finished?
That sangria, bro. That raspberry sangria. It just like the raspberry is so refreshing.
I think we're gonna actually have that, and it doesn't give me the bubble guts. So I think it might.
It's important. I think it has a nice flavor.
It's the raspberry, because I feel like you normally see like a strawberry peach, not like raspberry. So the raspberry is like it's nice. I was most excited to see that bottle today. I'm not gonna lie.
You like it? You ain't let us know. He ain't sipped the damn liquor. He just let us know. Get caught up. Right. Okay. Mark. We're all two cups in,
but I got a beer too.
Yeah, you're right.
Mark said balance.
Oh yeah. So what we do is we go over what we're drinking on. So Mark, tell us. I got you something special today, and I go over what I got myself.
I love that. So right now, I started with coffee.
Think about that.
Then I went to Corona.
Period.
And I got the
raspberry sangria.
Got the raspberry sangria right here.
We got options.
Yeah, this is good. This is healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's balanced, you know?
You got to have your fruits and veggies.
Talk about it. What are you drinking?
Alicia, as always, has her own shrubberita because the thotteritas will get you lit, as we all know. And it comes with, I always say, the alcohol content. What's wrong with me, Lord?
Is it 8%?
8.0, so 8%.
The lies I've been telling myself.
Well, you thought it was 10?
Gallo family is more. Ooh. Thotterita.
Yeah, but thotteritas do get you lit, though, for some reason.
It's 9% alcohol in the whole Gallo family.
I don't know.
This is so classic.
They have these little canned mojitos or long ones. It's like, I forgot the brand, but those are good, too. They get you lit. I get the Palomas.
Ooh. I like Palomas. People are really onto that. What's that? What's the little cutwaters?
Oh, that's what it is, I think.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
The kitties are into that.
Not the kitties. Is it the new Four Loko?
They don't know nothing about Four Loko.
Four Loko.
They got banned from 7-Eleven and niggas got riots. Okay.
Four Loko was dangerous.
I did. I used to have like my older friends get me Four Lokos when I was like 15.
Remember, I think they're back in Four Loko. Four Loko's back in 7-Eleven now, though. Back in the day, they did.
But they have so many different kinds. Like the other day, I tried like.
Wait, they have different flavors now?
No, like there's like different brands that do like similar kind of things. Like I was at my friend's Galentine's the other day, and she had like these Dunkin' Donuts. And in my brain, I was like coffee, but it's like a little refreshing. It was like iced tea, like half and half, or like peach something. Those things were good as hell.
I believe it though. Also, apparently, Monster has like liquor energy drinks too. It's like every Arizona iced tea has them now, too. Mm-hmm.
I tried the Arizona one, but I don't like it.
Guess
I had the green tea one and the peach one, and I was like,
I will have that for us. We're going to try those. That'll be a thing we're doing. I want to try new liquor.
Review.
We're going to keep Gallo in the mix, but I like that idea.
Yeah.
Trying, like, the different types of liquor.
I don't know. If Gallo don't hurry up and sponsor us, we might have to go over to the raspberry sangria.
Does Gallo have a raspberry?
I didn't hate it if they do, and it's not a sangria. I'm
not
gonna lie. Like, it's like, oh, the Moscato. I feel like last time, after I drank the raspberry and the bottle was done, I was like, okay, I'll have a glass of the usual, and it just didn't hit like it used to. No shade. Like, I said, why do you think I bought it today?
Yeah. I said, I don't know. I wanted the new face, your girl.
Yeah.
Our other guest that was gonna come.
No.
TikTok.
Oh. Speaking of TikTok.
Why is she yelling at me? All right. Now is, I put that straw back in my cup, and I know he just saw that, and he was like.
I actually didn't see that.
Okay.
Now I know.
Like, I'm sad. I wish I had another bag of these cheese.
Yo, word. We had the munchies like a bitch today.
First of all, I'm mad because they've been talking about how high they are the whole time, and they ain't give me none of what they had. Because I'm not there.
You cut your blunt early.
Okay, so what you guys don't know is I'm a germaphobe, so I don't really smoke with other people. But I was just like, you bitches really been real high, and I'm not high, which y'all smoke
with. She cut your blunt early. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Well, after, we need to reconvene.
Yeah, we'll do it after. All right.
Okay.
But we're going to go to Liddy Thread.
Period.
Do this. Everybody do this.
With the fingers?
Tag's going to bring that. Tag's going to make that pretty later. Whatchamacallit. So, and everybody knows Tag's the producer. Don't play him. He's not here, but he's still here. Kurt's here, though. And Ash.
Period.
All right. So.
There and Carlo.
We are in the Litty Thread segment.
We're in the Gallo family.
In the Gallo family. Everyone's in attendance today, y'all.
We are in Litty Threads, the part of the show where we talk about where on Al Gore's internet, people are out here wilding. Yo. We're only going to do two threads because the first thread of this week, I had to change the order because it was number four because I found it last because it happened so recent. But now it's number one.
Y'all.
It is Tyler Perry's Thriller.
Y'all.
It is everybody's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
It is Miss Risa Tisa's.
Y'all.
Who the fuck
did I marry? Who the fuck did she marry?
Who's seen it? Hold on. Roll call.
The girls have seen it. The girls are talking.
Anybody in the back? Anybody in the back?
The girls are terrified.
No, not even Ash?
You explained it very thoroughly, so I feel he's like got I've in the seen background. It. I've gotten a good sense of what it is.
It is a... Go ahead, tell him, Mari.
It's 50-something parts of a horror. It's terrible.
Like a psychological horror film. Right. But just, like on TikTok.
But it's somebody's life.
And it's real life. It's and it's so like real. All of us are on different parts of it. Leisha's seen everything. I caught up with it last night. That's when I was introduced to it. And I stayed up until like 5 o'clock in the morning watching this lady's story. Woke up this afternoon because I was off today and proceeded to watch up until like part 40 something. And then I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to the podcast. Like, it was one of those. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to stop. I was brushing my teeth listening to her, like walking, washing the dishes with her on full blast. Like, it's beautiful, but a disaster at the same time.
It is so, let me say this. First of all, quick rundown. I'm not even going to spoil it for you because the big thing that she's put out there, especially in them lives, go watch the series. Thanks. Don't take my word for it.
Watch
because
the
there's so much info that is needed for you to understand the actual final
movie, until
the movie comes. That's how if you guys don't know, it is so to keep a 50 part series, 10 minutes a pop. To keep a million person audience.
And do it all within 6 days.
A week?
Right.
She was banging them out. Like, content creation to a whole new level, bro. Like,
that's what I think is also something to think about. The fact that she was having us on her every
day,
refreshing our page.
And then she would give recaps. She's like, okay, so let's recap over what we went through. And then also at the end of each one, it was like, okay, and this is when...
I'm going to tell you guys in the next one.
Yes, that would be the part I'd be watching. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait. Like, I don't want to speed past what I'm doing.
Let me tell you about the jail time. Okay, I'm awake. Reese's episode 39 is going to be about...
39.
Episode 39.
Episode 52. Live number 3.
That's crazy.
Live number 4.
Oh my God, they're so good.
And Miss Ma'am made sure, and then when it came out that they found him, Mr. Legion, the demon of all demons, they found the origin story. They found the man. She said, and there was, I quote, a moment where she said, I know what's happened. I heard. I've seen, I've found, because it got viral already over 3 days.
Because he did a response video.
Yeah, and that's when everybody was like, what? Because mind you, it was a response to him getting found.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He got mad that she told a story, but it was the fact that he was then put out there. Mm-hmm. That's what he responded to. That's why I said, do not look at that response video until you finish all 50 parts.
Yeah, because he stitched it or something, right?
Yes. So, and it was to her video, the girl that exposed him, not to Tisa's videos. So that's why it's like, But my thing is, I lost my train of thought because that was so powerful. Go ahead. I don't know. Who want to talk?
She's just a short little synopsis. A woman dealt with a pathological liar to the extreme of pathological liars that I have ever heard. And I've been through my fair share of I was telling them I was friends with some girl who was like that, but nothing close to what this woman went through.
They were calling him the printer swindler, bro. He was printing out documents from banks that he got approval for $725,000. $750,000 for a house appraisal type shit. He was making appointments to see houses. He was test driving BMW cars.
$900,000.
It's people are delusional. And then there was the fact that there were so many women that he had dealt with, so many ex-wives that no one knew anything about, having fake phone calls.
That she has to go through a FBI investigation.
Yeah, she did her thing, though.
And it was during those 2 weeks that she got everything she needed.
Yeah, she did her thing.
Bottom line,
go with your gut.
And do your background research if you have to, okay?
But that red flag, the first one, the one that when she was in the car with that nigga and he played that fucking John Legend song. Yeah,
he set that up.
That was when she should have peeked.
It was a baby tonight.
And he was talking about, I met the love of my life tonight.
His wife, yeah.
My wife tonight.
But like you had two other wives, homie, that she didn't even know about. So and now I'm thinking it was three.
And that was all literally she moved, and COVID helped him so much.
COVID really did help him.
I was so upset when she said she moved in with that nigga because of quarantine.
First of all, she said she met him the beginning of March. Cool. Then
March 7th or cool. March 9th.
And then we went into quarantine the 15th. And the only reason why I know that is because I was supposed to go to Puerto Rico. Oh. And I remember the exact day they told us we were on lockdown, which means that you knew this man for what, a week?
Barely.
And then she was like, we were deciding whose house to stay in because he had a studio apartment. Did he?
Yes.
Which is even crazy.
And you have a 3-bedroom condo.
People were saying that the studio apartment was more than likely an Airbnb.
It was.
And then people were also saying that, like, because it's like, right, all of this. She met him. When she met him, he had two separate profiles, two different names on each profile.
First of all, he had 5 different fucking social security numbers.
The fuck? Like, it's just so, please watch the series.
They're gonna make a movie out of that.
Please tune
that, and then she said in her lives, which I'm gonna spoil a bit, she has not leaked no messages. She has not gone through anything. She said, just message me. I'm gonna get to it because how overwhelming it has been. She did not realize how much this was going to blow up and go viral.
Of course not. And because of that. It was her, though. Like, her personality, the way that she, I feel like she made me fall in love with her.
Yes. I want to protect her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, literally what it was.
Like, and that's why I said it's, like, it's so crazy. She was able to garner a community within a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, at first when I was listening to it, I was like,
what the fuck?
Girl, are you
ain't
serious?
Ain't no way. This is staged.
But she held herself accountable, and she was like, she was like, I admit that was stupid. Like, that's but I didn't want to be alone for quarantine. And that's when I was like, you know what?
I can't be mad at you. Let me tell you the line that stuck with me. I wanted it to be my turn. She said, the reason that I did all this dumb shit, I fell for his stupidity. The red flags, the United Nation of red flags, were walking and parading. Yeah. But she said, I let me believe the stupidity until after they got married is when she started thinking like,
But she said her faith in God was always the strongest thing. That's exactly what she kept saying. Yes. Too. I was like, which stops a lot of things from happening. He was like, hello. Hi.
So trippy.
Please.
But like, what the crazy part is that's not just her. That's, I think, why she garnered such a community in such a quick amount of time is women felt that.
Yeah.
I wanted to be my time, too. That's why that nigga fucked me over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, girl. And I feel like what drew us all in was that we could all kind of relate to her and her honesty, too, because it was never like, oh, you know, he
don't
told me this. She's like, I know I was stupid. I wish I could have did X, Y, Z, but this is what I did in the moment.
And I'm telling my
story.
She's
like, please give me grace. And we all gave her grace.
And we did.
I was like, damn, girl.
That's why I feel like no one's, even the ones that are trying to get their clout by saying, oh, she's a liar, she's a dick.
Everybody's handling
them. They shutting them down.
Because give her grace. That was the first thing that came out of her mouth.
First of all, there's people on the internet who are like, oh, I have a boyfriend who I found out is on Love is Blind, like, and they're lying. So it's like, we want to hear some real stories.
I want this to start a train. That's like, what I really want this to do, is to actually make people comfortable to come out and
like
tell
Susie
their
and
stories.
Her pesto.
I think it might.
What's that?
Like Susie and her pesto. It'd be like, she's like, what is the thing? The girl who was like, call me crazy, but I never like buying store-bought pesto, and like people were just stitching her videos with like their crazy stories, like some were like adoptive stories, and they were like, but not as crazy, but they were like, not as crazy as their store-bought pesto, Susie, like that's what they would end all their videos
with. Because
it
was basic as hell.
Yeah, but this right here, I was like, I'm entertained, because at first I was like, I'm not watching all the videos.
But that's what she said. She said in her lives, I was just hopping on a trend. And then when people were blowing that video up, she said, let me just tell my story. And then people blew that disclaimer video up. And then she said, let me just make a series.
And then I think the part that stuck with me too, we love a series.
And it was
a playlist for me to click it and see them all. Love
fuck
it.
The rest of my phone, bro. Fuck my TV.
I hadn't talked to nobody. I ain't going fat for you, page who?
Why are you calling me? I'm in the middle of my stories.
For reals, where?
Right now,
like, what viral Instagram? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't been on Instagram all week.
Mark's going to go home and tell his girlfriend, like, yo, babe, you got
to no, watch and I tell you, that. Couples were in the comments talking about, my boyfriend was like, pause, I got to go pee. And day one, he was like, turn that shit off. Day 14, wait, not day 14. It's part 14, part, not day, yeah. Part 14, pause, I got to pee.
Like, or what was the last thing that lady said?
Wait.
Like, what happened now?
Mm-hmm. He did what? Mm-hmm. That nigga signed them cash offers. Mm-hmm. Did he not know there's a $10,000 penalty just to do that dumb shit?
That's a special kind of crazy, bro.
And he had no money. Where were you at? Wait, tell me where you at before I swirl some shit.
40.
I need where, exactly.
She just finished having the conversation with his brother, and everyone in his family knows that he knows.
Are we already divorced or no?
Yeah.
He just signed the papers.
We already met up.
She gave him money for chicken nuggets.
Okay, so
she gave him money for chicken nuggets.
Okay, so where you at? I don't want to ruin it because we got to ruin it.
I'm on the same part. I literally caught up when we were outside.
Oh, okay. So here, what I was going to say.
She gave him the money for chicken nuggets.
Go ahead and continue the process. Damn.
$6. Yo, they signed the divorce papers. And she was like, bro, have you eaten? He was like, yeah, I ate.
Yeah, that nigga was in his car.
Living in his car.
Well, did she not take notes from before when she found out that he couldn't even afford, he had to file some papers
for
his last divorce because he couldn't even pay.
Oh, he did pauper's filing.
Yeah.
Where he had to say that he couldn't pay the fees associated to the divorce settlement.
Nothing. He couldn't pay nothing. Travel there.
And this was for a wife she didn't even know about.
He it wasn't even the wife she knew her. About. And the girlfriend that got a restraining order against.
Throw the whole man away.
Look.
Throw the whole man
we
away.
We almost finished half the podcast off of this nigga. Hold
did
on.
They, like, reveal his name?
Oh, they she did. We call him Legion. We call him Legion. I don't. We don't tell his real name.
Found him dead.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not saying his real name.
No, I almost said it. They were.
We're calling
him
Legion. Because any nigga could be a legion of demons, and that's what she said in her live to explain it. She's like, "Why are you calling him Legion? That's so disrespectful to a Christian." No, I called him Legion. I was raised in the church because when I read the Bible and I thought about the actual cruelty that was involved in him lying to me so much to get my just to see what I did. Mm-hmm. He's a demon.
Yeah, no.
And he has multiple demons because he does this to other people. Warfare. Yes, mm-hmm. And these are rehearsed lies. Like, the same lies that he told her about the cars were the same lies he told his friends. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it was, like, volunteered information. Which is the worst, because I feel like, damn, I didn't even ask you to lie to me, bro. Like, you're just,
that's what she was mad about, too. She's like, we didn't have to go that far.
It was never.
You could have just left me alone.
Literally.
But because he had nowhere to go. That's some hobosexuals for you, boo-boo. That's them hobosexuals for you. Mm. He ain't have nowhere to go. And you bought him all those. I don't even know if she bought the memorabilia or not, but.
Mm-mm. I think it was a lot of stuff that he had. But
and she said that the Jordans were for the flea market, actually.
Shut up.
Yep. All them Jordans, not worth shit.
Wow, not him wearing.
I'm not gonna spill no much more because actually we actually told a lot of the story. I want y'all to go read it. I want y'all to really go listen. Let Risa Tisa, please don't go searching for these people's families. Please don't go searching for these realtors.
Just enjoy the story.
Please don't,
bro.
Just let it happen.
Just enjoy
the lesson. And the one thing I'm gonna take away from Ms. Risa Tisa is don't be quick and wrong. Be right and wait. Mm-hmm.
It's like right and like calculated.
Yes. Desperation is an evil genius. Yeah. Do not.
She did that.
Ignore the red flags. Now, we still got lessons from Leash, so that's why I'm like, we still got more red flags.
That's a good segue.
Because this lessons from Leash this week, it's like this theme of this week is definitely United Nation of Red Flags. Why am I on this?
Oh, Risa Tisa. Risa, I can't wait to go home.
What's the black way? Lessons from Liddy Pets too. We're gonna do Liddy Pets too. You said lessons.
You said lessons.
I did. I realized I did. Liddy Pets too. What's the black way to say you're barking up my tree, buddy?
Oh man.
I'm like, I didn't let you really talk the last
time. Kind of close.
I don't even say that though. Like, you're barking up wrong. That's like.
But what do you think? If you heard, if, let's say you
I don't even
out
know
your
what
black,
it means.
No,
if, like, I guess like
if you're hanging out with your black friends and they're like. what would they say and say, hey, you're barking up the wrong tree, buddy? What would they say?
Oh, man. I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good question, actually.
That's why I got it.
But you're barking up the... I get... All right, so you're barking up the wrong tree means, like, you're... I guess you're pushing it, pal.
Yeah.
I had a hard pal.
Pushing it right.
So you're pushing it, I guess... I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys...
That's a good question.
I'm gonna tell you guys
I would love to know this, actually.
I'm gonna take some examples at the end, then. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so, like, and what I think of is just, like, I'm pussy. Like,
oh, okay. New York. That's all right, give me another one, because that's real New York.
Or like, you know when girls be like, I'm not the one, the two, or the three. Like,
okay, yeah, all right, she's on the right path. Go ahead.
Or like,
go ahead, Bradley.
I feel like it's definitely like you cutting it close, or kind of like try Jesus, not me, on some shit. Like,
okay, so I'm gonna let Mark go again after that. So after you've heard those, I'm gonna let you go again.
I guess what Velvet said, though.
Like, no, you know, I mean, I want your own.
I'm screaming.
I gotta think. All right, I'm gonna let you think. Come back to
I'm gonna give you a couple examples.
Definitely on some. Get somebody else to do it.
See, you be saying all the ones from the thread.
Like,
all right,
you got me fucked up.
That's another one. And someone said, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the one.
Yeah.
She already did that one.
You know which one I really... Denzel Washington said this in Remember the Titans. He goes, you're overcooking my grits, coach. I love that line.
It's fitting.
Let me write that down.
Fucking,
I'm going to need that for the captions next week.
Love
you're
that
overcooking
movie.
My grits, coach.
I love the way he said it. And it was so it's real. Fitting. I was like, oh, yeah, nice.
It's fitting.
Hold on, I'm actually writing it.
Yeah, don't overcook the grits.
Yeah, no.
Like, nah, because you're getting me tight. It's just you're getting me mad. Like, I don't mean that.
All right, let me show y'all what they said in the thread.
Okay.
They said...
I don't throw hands.
People be like, my hands are bisexual.
They said nothing is wrong as well. So, again, at least I'm not saying it's wrong. Somebody said, going to be some slow singing and flower breeding.
Okay.
Don't somebody start said, or something. Won't be nothing.
That was another one. So, someone said, you got me fucked up. I think somebody mentioned that here. Someone said, this ain't what you want.
Nope.
I don't know what you thought.
Right.
Somebody said, find something safe to do or go ahead now.
Okay, go ahead now.
Keep on, bitch. That's what someone else said.
Keep on, bitches.
Who the fuck you talking to?
Oh, that's my favorite.
You got the right one.
That's the right one. Yep.
That's my favorite. I said that earlier today.
You got the right one.
Somebody said, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
You best to calm down. Get out of my face.
Yeah, best.
Somebody said, you got me fucked up, right? Yeah, somebody else said that. Let's say, mess around and find out real quick. And these are all from around, fuck around and find out. All around the country, so we get different versions.
I was about to say, yeah, I hear mad accents in my head.
You truly got me fucked up. Somebody said, I like the got me fucked up, so really making an effort in this one.
And the truly is like, you don't just
oh, someone said something clever. Hold on, look at this. It only got 3 likes, but I think it's clever. Hey, yo, you don't want to sample me. Because I'll give you what you're hungry for. I think she's an OnlyFans model. Hit her up.
OnlyFans model.
And somebody said, I ain't now. And somebody said, I don't know. That was a lot of the answers. Was, I don't know. I don't know, buddy. All right, so we're going to skip on. Because lessons from Lise this week. Why did it go straight to question 6, y'all? Because question 6 was the craziest. I actually read this week. Oh my god, no! I clicked on my girl. No, not.
Oh, that was her.
That was the original disclaimer.
Right. So you saw?
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna.
You
want
to send you it? Because
you know what? Send me that shit. Because I'm like what else? There's nothing on Netflix. Nothing.
Where'd I click it? You don't need Netflix.
I don't need. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my baby girl.
Does your girlfriend watch Love Is Blind?
And mind you, this is what I told y'all. It started third Tuesday on Twitter.
Last week?
Look what I did. Lord, thank you looking at my messages.
I am trying.
Tuesday on Twitter is when it started. And I was like, what? And that was when she said, things my pathological liar ex-husband lied about. And I was like, what?
All the things? Like,
right.
Everything?
So, girl, let me get you the link real quick before we land.
Please. So now I'm gonna have to
because I want you and your girlfriend to listen
to episodes.
You and 9 parts of Alive.
I want you and your girlfriend really to like. It's a couples bonding.
I gotta
moment.
Take a
it's
break.
It's a couples. Yeah,
I gotta go watch somebody else's lives be ruined. On Love
I watched
is Blind.
King of the Hill for about an hour or two before I went back because it was just like traumatizing.
This is my break. You know what's funny? Me and my best friend don't really like Love is Blind. We just watch it because it's a shit show, and also I don't know how the Lacheys
Love After Lockup
did not
too.
Get sued yet.
Who?
Oh, Nick Lachey and his wife. Because apparently they have like so many allegations against them where like they didn't feed them and they didn't let them speak to their families and just like a whole bunch of like cruel treatment. Yeah. And that's been like all over TikTok. Like people have come out from the show and I'm like, do y'all not have NDAs? Like,
right.
Even like now, there's only like 5 episodes up and people are on TikTok like just talking about their experience. And I'm like, can y'all do this? Like,
is it? Are they in Nick Lachey? Island? Where are they at?
No, they're in pods.
Yeah, they're in like pods in like major cities. I watch Love Is Blind. The first couple episodes, I watch it as like background noise.
Yep, same.
And then like once they meet, that's when it starts to get juicy. So I've actually paid attention
because you don't see what they look like. Ooh, you dive into that too. Yeah,
I like a one-off episode. You know me. Mm-hmm. I can't follow no plot lines.
I mean, clearly you can. That's what you're doing with Overall.
My girlfriend.
Girl is a
9 minutes.
Rarity. First of all, she's a tip. I didn't even realize how long the
They're
episodes
every
10 were.
Minutes, I know.
Let me stop. So we're going back. We're going.
Blind?
She does.
No, she watches. It sounds familiar, but I think it. My girlfriend watches Married at First Sight.
Oh, I like that.
And but it's like a reality show.
Oh, at least
that
Buried. Yeah, I say,
is it both?
They're kind of the same. They're kind of the same.
They are?
But
that's
like,
crazy.
Love is Blind is based on like people on Netflix only.
Yeah.
It's not on like a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all influencers.
Married at First Sight is like very... I went through a binge of that during COVID, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like...
Same
just,
energy.
I feel like that's a valuable... I feel like that's a viable... concept though. I feel like if you could marry someone you meet once.
Depending on the situation.
Unless Netflix do background checks.
Right. Right. We just talked about this.
In the last seasons, we can tell that they don't.
I hope they're going, all them, how much you want to bet all them shows going in? They're going to be like, you can't marry someone after 1 month. Because they don't, and mind you, all those relationships fail.
There's a couple that like are still
married. Yeah, Lauren and her husband.
The black and white one?
Yeah.
I heard
love
about them.
They were really cute. They were cute.
Cameron and Lauren.
But it
love
works.
Them.
It works.
No, they're
for
so
they,
cute.
Like they met once and married?
Yeah. So yeah. They like, they talk
lying.
In a,
they
like
date
a short
in the
brief.
Pod.
Yeah.
They're
it's
really
only
cute.
A week. It's no, it's and it's less than a week. It's like 3 days, bro.
Yeah, so and they date and then they propose and then they get to live with each other for like a couple months.
And then they meet each other's families. And then
it's
like 6 weeks.
How long have they been together?
They've been together for years.
Oh, look, okay. And then everyone goes to the altar, right? And then at the altar, you tell the other person, like, if you want to marry them or not. So you get ready for this whole wedding, and then you go to the altar.
And your family, friends, everybody's there watching.
Already there.
Right? Yeah.
And it's a weird concept, because they're looking at you like, we don't know
but
him.
They've been married for, like, since quarantine. So
yeah, they've been married for years.
All right, so in 50 years, then I'll be like, aw.
Okay. Right.
But the way he be talking about her in the little videos I see on Twitter.
No, they're like Cameron. Solid.
He loves all right. her. Yeah, right, like,
good.
No, but
the only,
that was the first
example,
season, though.
But they're the only. Are they the only interracial one that worked out? The only interracial
think,
one that worked
no,
out?
No, the other one is.
Not saying go ahead, swirl up.
I don't know.
Again,
some guy from
I'm
last season and this and the Hispanic girl.
But I just think, like, you know, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to get hate comments. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. All right. Lessons from Leash. You know what it is. The part of the show that started this. This show. Lessons from Leash is the show, part of the show where we talk about the advice on Al Gore's internet, as always. No, we're going to say Beyonce because she released that country song and I'm here for it.
I love it.
This ain't Texas. Ain't on.
People were doing the Hannah Montana thing to it.
Keep doing
that.
Say it again.
People were doing the Hannah Montana hold down, throw down to it.
Alright, anyway, moving on. Let's release. We talk about, we give these people advice. On our old show, we used to get write-ins, but then I discovered this amazing Twitter thread at Six Brown Chicks. Mm-hmm. I know Tag's gonna do something cute and amazing with that. At Six Brown Chicks. They have had a thread since 2020. It used to be 2,000 followers. Now it's 2 million.
Damn.
Because it's that juicy. It's Risa Deezer before Risa Deezer. I'm gonna be honest with you. But they're short blurbs. Some of them are long, but this week, we're doing all of them. So, get ready. Buckle up. On. Buckle. Refill. Who needs it? Can who needs it? Who needs it?
I'm on my beer. I'm good.
All right.
Can I get a
actually, you know what? I'm going to start up with
you
that.
Didn't even finish the Carlo. I was going to finish that if you didn't. Nope. COVID. Never mind.
What?
Nope. After COVID, you got to be mindful. All right. You know that shit's back on the rise again? I don't even feel it. COVID.
Oh, I was like, Ella Varner?
People, Ella Varner. That's what I thought. First of all, I love her.
Like, where did she go?
I don't know. She's so hot. She's so hot. It's great.
Indie. She's indie now. Mm-hmm. I'm Carl. Don't read my screen.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
He's like, damn. I'm Carl. I'm 48, married to 34-year-old woman for 2 years. My kink is fucking sex workers at the end of their shifts.
Ew.
I love to smell other men on them. Being their last client of the night makes me feel like the conqueror I am.
Okay.
I give them the knockout nut emoji. A few allow me to hit naturally. No condom. I know I have an STI. And I know I've given it to my wife. She hasn't approached me about it, though. And
approached?
That means she's guilty of sleeping with someone else. We've been on fire for about a month.
We've been on fire?
How to confront her cheating ass?
Her cheating ass?
Oh, my God, bro.
Wait, so why does this remind me of, like, why did I get married?
Fucking Carl.
When, yeah, when he was
she
like,
said, when he popped
boom.
Up.
Boom. She said, it was me. He was like,
what?
She's like, I was just waiting for you to say something. I was like, oh, no.
How does he that's said, how do I confront moving. Her cheating ass?
Because you know, I watch that movie at least 3 times a year. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
I fucking love that movie.
He's 48, she's 34. One.
Okay.
His kink? Fucking sex workers.
At the end of their long ass shift. That's nasty.
Three?
We don't sex shame here, but he like at the end me. Of the shift.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so
big breath, bro.
He's not.
Because he feels like he's conquered them?
Yes.
Jeez.
That's what's his four. Dirty dick?
That's four.
That's oof. Nasty.
She ain't said nothing because she knows these things. I feel like, I don't know. I feel knows. Like she's with him because he's taking care of her. I don't think she doesn't know that you're fucking around with sex workers at late at night, end of shift.
At the end of
2 a.m.
On a good day, probably.
Because now you're coming home smelling like dick, so mm-hmm. Your wife probably thinks...
You come home smelling like dick because you got everybody else on you.
He said, we burning. We've been burning.
We've been burning.
We be burning, you'll be burning when nobody
I'd love to smell it. Other men on her, on nice. Them.
I don't know why that sounded sexy to me at first when I first read it until it got to being their last
cuckold.
Client.
Was it cuckold?
Yeah, it was giving cuckold.
Yeah,
I like to smell other men.
But now your wife smells crazy. The woman and all those other
and
men.
And she burning
on
too.
And she's burning. And I don't think she wants to confront the issue because she don't want no problem because she like where she at.
We've been on fire for a month now.
Like what? It's the weed. Oh, you speaking
the
French now?
The advice is lay off the weed.
Lay off the pussy. You are not to be trusted. She needs to let you go. If she don't let you go, it's because she knows.
You need to go to the clinic first.
He's giving the sex workers the STI too, though.
But he don't care.
That's you know you can go to jail
for that.
So tell him to go turn himself. Tell him to go turn himself in. That's there you go.
That's a felony because you're knowingly infecting people. Yeah.
You mean Estevez?
Where was I?
That's a thing.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, you can.
Advice to you: go get clean.
Turn yourself in, my guy.
Right. Turn yourself in.
They got the clinic at the jail.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You and Legion.
You and Legion. Go pick up. Go to Atlanta. Pick up Legion.
Go to DeKalb County Jail.
You can maybe look. He was in jail on the weekend too. He was in jail on the weekend.
Smyrna
we gotta
County.
Stop talking about this goddamn story.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Jinx.
Question number two.
Whoa.
It's
nasty.
It gets better, guys. It's 6 of these questions.
I'm scared.
And we still have 30 minutes, so.
We're getting through them.
My mouth is wet. You know what that means. I'm dealing with a bipolar man, and
Lord.
He makes me sick. It get better. First, he dated me for 2 months, and he opened his home to me and my 3 kids. We moved out of my mom's house and into his townhome. I registered my kids in his school district. He gave me a spare room to braid hair and earn money. We had a fun and loving vibe. I know he loves me, and he adores my kids. But
ooh, goddamn!
I made one mistake.
Get the fuck out of me! So you jump. Yo, I jump. Yo, you scared the fuck out of me. Oh my god, I was so tuned in.
Woo! I saw her jumping at me. I couldn't even distract myself. But I made one mistake, and he threw us all out.
Ooh.
My side dude stopped by to get his braids done and to borrow a little money. I also gave him a quick BJ. I did not know there was a camera in my braiding room, or I wouldn't have slipped up like that. I apologize. But Mr. Bipolar switched up on me and threw me and the kids and all our stuff in the front yard. I took what I could fit into the Uber. I can't believe how he snapped and turned on us like that. What relationship red flags did I miss?
After you're the
I'm so scared to be vulnerable with a man again. Advice?
Girl.
You need you to hurry and pick up your feelings. Because you're bugging out. Because
what the fuck? So she mad that she got caught cheating. See, how you sucking dick in your braiding room?
With and, your oh, side dude. How you bring it? That how bring took you and your 3 children.
Right.
Girl, go get where you. Are these men? Hold on.
How about, girl, go get you an apartment. Take care of your kids first.
She want to leave it. She want to leave it. See, I'm not going to try and keep bringing up the story. But where are these men?
I have you so got, many questions.
You see, don't say
that. That poor
don't,
man.
Don't tell about it. Don't tell about it.
Mark is like, what the fuck did I sign up for? What's happening?
Did she drop something? Here's the thing.
It's just like, why would you do that to somebody?
Where are these men? The men that want to take people's 3 kids in with them and bring their belongings with
that's
them.
That's why they're not making
take
like
them
that
to school every day. This is why we deal with legions. Because of women like you. You had a good man, Savannah. A good man.
I know a lot of guys like that, though. Like, they'll take in, like...
strays.
You know, girlfriend, like their kids. Literally like strays. It's very... No, not strays, but like...
That's kind of what they are.
You know, like, they'll take them in.
Solo sexual,
look
at you.
Yeah.
I've met men like that, and it's just like very, like... They want, like, an instant family. It's like, I want it now. You know? But then if I, you know, without the... If something goes wrong, all right, peace.
Yeah,
you're gone.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's safe in a way.
I guess kind of, because it's like the family without the baggage, but then you're still letting these people into your house that you don't know.
It's kind of crazy, yeah.
And it's so probably strange. Like, sounds nice, especially if they don't already have kids. Like, I feel like it might sound nice to them in retrospect, but then when they get there, they're like, oh, this is like, these are like, you know, human beings that I'm allowing into, It's not all fun and games, like, unless you're like fully ready to step in. But also at the same time, it's like, he gave you a whole studio in the crib to do your workout of and make bread. Like, he was
probably
really trying to put money.
Some people like being.
Maybe he was trying to put money in your pocket so you could find an apartment, girl.
Right. Like, some people just like being treated disrespectfully. I think that's honestly what it boils down to. Some people don't know
people
when they got a good.
Shit.
Yeah, some people don't know what a good man looks like. Some people just knows, like.
Good person, period.
And that's why he kicked your ass out. And you know what? Good on him. You are trouble. Yeah. You are got 3 kids. You still fucking around on a man that didn't get you pregnant yet.
Yeah.
And you really don't understand that you got a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're braiding the guy's hair.
Yeah.
In his apartment.
In his house.
Come on.
He got a happy ending too. Right?
And he got a BJ on camera. You didn't even know he'd get it. Mind you, think about camera. That. Think about no, hold on, pause of that. He can put cameras in that room, not only for your safety, but for your children's safety because it's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even think about that as, oh, he had made sure I was safe. You think about, I didn't even know he put cameras in the room.
He caught me.
Right.
Because I can't. Throw the whole girl away.
Wow.
Crazy.
Girl. Throw her in the garbage.
Get your money. Kids.
Yeah, that's what I feel bad for.
For a child.
Get your shit together. That's my advice. Get your shit together. And get your kids in a stable environment. Because it seems like you do this often if you got 3.
Okay. That's good.
Question 4. Which is going to be 3. Well, it's 4. Thank you. 7. Question 3, like Elvis said. Now she sent it to me.
My stomach just growled so loud.
Did it? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh! Y'all heard that?
That's what it sounded like.
He going to slice it over for me.
No, he not.
To the beginning of the podcast, she was like, I'm sad. I have no more cheeses.
Them shits were slapping.
It's a sad, like, you know.
Jesus, guys.
Yeah, when you run out of your shit, you know, it's sad.
You're not done hungry. You're not done eating.
You're like, damn, I could have used this guy.
I could use some scallion pancakes.
Yo.
Scattered pancakes?
Scallion
pancakes?
What is that? What is you get that? Them from, like, Chinese restaurants.
Japanese, yeah.
Yeah. And I got one.
Where is that?
From Southland.
Is it for, like, an empanada? What is it giving?
No, it's, like,
it's giving flaky, crunchy crust with, like scallions.
Yeah. But like it got flaky. Onions in it?
Scallions
are onions. Like, they're good. They give you, like, a dipping sauce, too, like a sweet chili type.
Is it like an egg roll?
No.
It's that kind of flakiness, though, but they look like little...
Like, it kind of looks like baklava. You know what baklava is.
You asked a white boy.
I know what it is. I don't know what it is. I know.
Every time
I picture it, it's always the wrong thing.
Fair.
I never know what it is. Like.
I always think of the eclairs, the ones that the cannolis.
Cannolis. Well, I know cannolis.
Are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm. I like how you say it. That was cool. Really, yeah. Italian. Guys, we got questions to answer.
Okay, look, that's what this.
Oh, she got it for us. Show the camera. It looks like
those are the scallion pancakes.
Hummus. Yeah. You know what they're you get so with your
pita bread.
Yeah,
but they're just really flaky and delicious. Yeah. And the ones from that place were delicious.
Sorry, guys. Beer and wine doesn't mix, but I make this PSA every other week.
Wine and beer until you.
They said, guys, I literally hear you burping every time, girl. Like, I bumped into my friend's lover at her funeral. Mm. My friend had an accidental overdose. We chatted about my friend briefly, and I offered to link with him for drinks. We're a month into dating, and each time I see him, he wants to discuss my friend. Did she ever mention me? I wasn't that close to her, so no. Do you think she loved me? I don't know. And the comment I blatantly ignored, if she was still alive, you know I would even never entertain you, right?
What?
This was the thing that she put. Emoji. That one? I felt that. He makes these stupid comments after sex. Mm-mm. While I'm naked in bed with him. The only man laughing, that makes sense. I want to cuddle and discuss us. But I need to hear your opinion after this. But before I get comfy, he's discussing my friend and putting me out of his house. I asked him if he'd like to get married one day. Him. The only one of them.
Not the friend.
The only woman I would have married has returned to God.
Throw the whole man away? And why does she keep...
Hold on.
Why are y'all dating?
I want to settle down with this man, but I can't keep competing with my best friend's ghost. What to do?
Leave him alone.
He don't want you.
That's
he
clearly your best you. Friend speaking through the man.
Talk it.
He told you in the God's plain English that he did not want you.
He said, you know, if she was still alive, right, I wouldn't even be here.
He said you'd be
dumb. So, like, why are you with someone like that?
He's here for interviewing.
He said, you're a dub. I just feel close to her talking to you.
He thinks you're a medium.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yo, facts. Teresa Caputo.
And it's the fact that she keeps giving up.
It made it, though. It's not
bad. Okay. It's not going to...
It's the fact that she keeps giving
him... It won't reach.
Yeah.
She keeps giving him ass. Like,
scoot that over.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, why does she keep giving him ass like if, like, that's, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense.
Not a drop.
Nothing
not
happened. Nothing. It's just not soap.
It's bleeding, though.
It's, no, remember, they washed the flag from last time, remember? We dropped it all over last time.
It's not what I'm saying. It's moving.
Oh, that's what I said. Move it. That's
fine. Can we have paper towel?
We got this. Hold on, watch this.
No, let's try to keep it together. Right.
See, yeah, just kind of.
It was fine, yeah.
He knows what I'm I had the camera light.
Are you giving the
yeah, okay. You hold that.
You gotta go underneath.
Pause it. Okay. finish it off on this.
Throw the whole man away. Mm-hmm. The whole lady. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one, the lady that was fucking in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Throw the whole lady away.
She's trifling. All right, we got one more last one, and this one is for the fucking cake. All right.
I'm scared.
We're going to try to keep this under an hour now. Okay. My friend Kalia introduced me to her cousin Joliet, who was serving her last 7 months on a 4-year sentence. Joliet was the poor man's Beyonce. Tall, built.
This ain't Texas.
Yo.
Sorry.
Get out of my face.
I couldn't.
Get out. All right. Because this is going to fit. That's, I'm mad that you said that because it fits with the vibe. Tall. Built, flawless skin with the cutest dimples. Okay. We became pen pals. I put money on her books. I started working out. She turned her life around, and I was here to pick her up. At the same time, my baby mom was trying to move in with my son, but I blocked that outright. Sent them right on to her mama's house. I made room for Joliet. She arrived. Buff. Hard. With a slash on her face that ran from her temple to her chin.
Oh, she was dangerous.
She spits, cracks her knuckles, and she yanks my eggplant so hard that I refuse to perform. Mm-mm. Think about that.
She can whip his ass.
I overheard her on the phone telling a female inmate, "You know you miss what this mouth do."
Ooh.
She steals from me. She pawns my things. I want her out of my house. But I'm afraid to tell her to leave.
Maybe she won't be alive. That's karma.
So they played you.
That's that karma.
What I'm going to say is your friend hates you.
Her name Kalia? Is Joliet.
Cut that bitch out your life. She knew her cousin was crazy.
That's a setup. She probably told her. And he was like, oh, I like crazy.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't realize that this was a stud that was moving into his house.
He probably definitely said something like that.
I like crazy. Oh, she be good. It ain't
well,
like
that ain't none. I've been in jail before. Probably yeah. said something like that. Mm-hmm.
But she was on her last 7 months. For a 4-year sentence.
What she went to jail for? He didn't ask the important questions.
What is that scar for?
Probably attempted murder. She
how years. You get an edge-to-edge scar, baby? That's my first question. Because you had dimples in the pictures I saw. Clear face. Poor man's Beyonce.
Yo, poor man's spot. Beyonce is crazy.
In my mind, she looked like Danger from...
Yo.
She came out cracking knuckles and spitting.
You need a chance to love, whatever the fuck.
Cracking knuckles and spitting.
Mm-hmm. That's too much.
And she steals from him and she pawns his stuff.
And he scared her.
And he scared her.
He that's got Debo. He thought he was getting...
And your baby mama is kicking her feet up at her mama's house.
Right.
He thought he was getting Lauren London and he got Debo. Oh. That's exactly what the fuck it was.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Because they kind of look alike.
He for sure got Debo. All
right, we're going to end it up. Cause I like that 50. Mm-mm.
Not the sound effects.
Wait, we ain't do not one.
Do what?
You want sound effects, aren't you?
No.
What's the... Give me a pause right now. Cause
I don't know which one is which.
It tells you on the colors.
No, it don't. Oh, it's off.
I didn't even hear it.
It's off.
It says it.
Oh, I don't know. It's off.
Shameless plugs. This is the part of the show where we talk about what y'all want to talk about. So we're going to bring it to our guests to tell us what they got coming up, going on. Before they do that, though, because typically Alicia forgets. Thank you guys so much for subscribing. Thank you guys so much for sharing. I am not have the headphones on my... Thank you so much for downloading, subscribing, sharing, commenting. Make sure you run up all of our reels. Again, thank you.
Facts, run it up.
Thank all right, you. So we're going to start with Ari. We're going to end with you.
Okay.
And then we'll give everybody like 2 seconds of freedom.
Boom. Awesome. Me and my friend Jay Lonzo just put out a song the other day. It's called Sign Me Up. So if you're looking for it, it's Sign Me Up, Jay Lonzo featuring Ari Ohm.
Yeah.
I got like 2 performances coming up this month, and I'm not doing any performances for March. So the 25th is in Brooklyn at Whiskey and Whiskey, and the 29th is for this Blue Thunder concert somewhere in the city. Yeah, you can follow me at Ari Ohm, ARI.AUM, to catch all the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a girl named Melody Storm, and she invited me to like...
Can I steal that for my episode name?
What, Blue Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I'm already doing it.
don't think it's copywritten.
Yeah, I doubt it. All right. Anything else?
No, but yeah, pull up, pull up, pull up. And I got a lot of really cool things coming. Yeah. Nope. You just got to follow me, figure it out.
Period. Tap in.
That's it. Just tap in.
What about you, Mark?
What's your at name?
At @ri.aum, like om, like the meditation sound. Oh,
that's
and
why
I got
she has it in her. Wait, we're doing it together.
Oh, it's on my back. But I just got a new tattoo the other day. It's a hair pick, and the top
that's
of it.
That's not even what I thought we were talking
over. That's it. It's on my back, so I'm like.
I don't even want to bond with you anymore. Oh, finish. She's like, look, guys, we're together.
It's on my back. It's okay. We are synchronized.
Yeah, we're synchronized.
But yeah, that's it.
Go ahead. Yeah, so I got a single coming out April 5th. It's going to be on all streaming platforms. It's called Daylight Hours. And you're the first ones to kind of know, to have it like kind of out there the world. I talk about it, you know, at shows and whatnot. But like, this is like the first like, all right, it's out. So April 5th. Yeah, exactly. So you can follow me right now. I'm on IG as Mark Del Judas.
Mark Del Juicy.
Oh,
Mark
my
Del
God. Juicy. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's what I thought it was.
Mark Del Juicy.
Yeah, you can find MarkDelGiudice. I'm pretty much, you know.
We'll be tagged.
I'm the first one there. Yeah, you can tag. Yeah, just tag me. You'll find me. But, yeah, I got a YouTube channel for now. But then.
What do you say for now?
Well, like, as far as that's the only thing you could kind of find me on, like IG and like YouTube, and then like on April 5th, Spotify thing's gonna happen. I was spiraling yesterday.
Yeah,
with
you did. Trying to find a new artist name.
I was driving home one on Sunday night. And I was like, yeah, maybe I could have a artist name, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I come up with this name, and I'm like, Catch Light, like. Catch light, one word.
Right.
Right. So I'm feeling pretty confident about it. I'm like, this
you
is
was excited.
I was so
I felt
excited.
So bad.
And it's not even that. It's just like I looked it up and it's not copyright. It's not trademarked. But like, I don't know. There was like these like kind of a, there was a band in France that had it, but there weren't like too active and they were kind of active. And then
it's
this
like
other...
a possibility of it being an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the fact I'm like, what if I don't like it anymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, she saw me yesterday on IG. I'm like, I'm Catch Light.
And it happened so fast.
Call me Catch Light.
Call me Catch Light.
Bro, it happened so fast. And then by the end of the day, he was Mark Del Juice again. And we were just like, okay. He was like, sorry, guys, I had a moment. And I'm like, it happens.
It happens. We all have that moment.
It definitely just happened. It happens.
I'm not going to lie. It took me forever to like settle on Ari Ohm. Because I was like, oh, just be Ari Nicole. Like, my first and middle name. Cool. Like... And then I was like, no, that's too personal. Like, I want something else. Mm-hmm. And then I just, like, sat there and I, like, wrote it out. I had to, like, sit on it for a little while. Like, so don't even worry about it. I feel like it's going to come to you and you're going to be like, yep, that's the one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping one
that's
day.
That's what
but...
I was telling him. I was like, also the transition from me being myself to Velvet was, like, such a thing. And because it's like, okay, I was like, I don't want to use my real name. No one knows how to spell it. And then becoming Velvet and like people knowing me as Velvet was also kind of weird now because people at work know me as Velvet.
Yeah, that's all I call her.
It's
girl,
so
I have. I don't think I've ever called
I don't
you
call her that
by
name.
A government.
No.
That's not my
just,
that's
I
not
know
my
you as Velvet. That's,
yeah.
Like,
that's not my place.
And all of my friends like that I speak, like I'll be like, oh my gosh, yeah, Velvet. They just
Everyone
in their
thinks
head,
my name is Velvet now.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, we can't wait to meet Velvet. And I'm like, yay, I'm so glad. Like,
so, but it happens. I feel like the artist name, if you need an artist name, I feel like your name is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what?
Yeah. Your name Mark is Del, great, but Mark was born
I'm not
Del.
What's your last name?
Del Judas. But Judas. I was thinking actually just like kind of making my username on Instagram just a little bit more easier to type in.
I feel.
I could have my name like in
you
the.
You could be Mark Del G.
Yeah, like something easy just to type in. Like, you know, if after I play,
that.
I'll be
I
like, oh, you can find me.
At Mark Del G. That rolls off the tongue really
Mark
nicely.
Mark Del G. That's pretty good.
See if it's free.
Hashtag.
Mark Del G 33.
No, that actually is a good name.
Mark Del G.
That's so easy to say.
It's cute.
Nice. All right, good. I'll go with that. Maybe add a number at the end. Mark Del G 33.
That's cute.
He's going to say Mark Del Juicy for the rest of his life.
Mark Del Juicy. Damn, that's all the girls in Soul Tribe calls him Mark Del Juicy.
That's Mark Del Judas.
This is a great episode.
Del Judas.
Yeah, this is good. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. Got a toast? Everybody got liquor?
Yeah.
You need some? You got some?
A little smidgen.
I'm the only one without liquor.
Calm and catch like.
First of all, the eyes of Kurt and Ash on me now after being distrusted. I'm spilling my liquor. Okay.
The cheers.
Who's making it?
I guess.
Mark, because we've already.
Ari's already made one. Can we bring it away from them?
Okay. They don't trust me at all.
This was a very.
Do I have enough?
Good pie.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Toast?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're going
to
make a toast.
All right, so a toast to our host.
Period.
And also our guests. Yay. And it was a good hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good time.
About all right. We talked about some good stuff, so everybody. Yes.
Cheers. Arriba, barbado, abebo, barbado.
Yo, I'm crying.
What a good time.
And that was all. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Hell yeah.
Have a great week. Remember, go watch the YouTube. Don't forget about our YouTube. Y'all be running up the Spotify and not listening to the YouTube. Subscribe, because y'all be looking at the YouTube and not subscribing.
And go look at Risa's videos, yo.
And go look at Risa. Follow Velvet, Mark, and Ari. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, guys. Peace.